That's right. Now, let me tell you all this before we go. I just stopped the recording. Every single one of you people, I'm getting my drill sergeant voice. Every one of you people, do not miss the Sunday morning workshop in San Antonio after the event. There's a special guest coming now. There is a special presentation by Nicken. It is going to absolutely blow you away. You do not want to miss it. I don't care if you have to go change your flight. I don't care what you have to do. You need to be there. If you're not coming to this event, you need to get your twin cheeks in gear and get down here. That's the bottom line. I'm not going to fiddle with you. This is a time for you to step up and build your business. And people on our team, I told my team this earlier tonight. Nikita isn't going to compete for your time. Guys, good things don't compete for your time. God doesn't compete for your time, and I'm not comparing this to God, but I'm saying things that make you better. This is not going to compete for your time. The things that compete for your time are things that distract you from living the life that you want to live. Nonsense and nonsensical people and stuff that will never get you where you want to go. My plea to all of you tonight is that you get it together right now and realize that there's a stopwatch going on this company launching, and what you do right now will determine whether you are on the train, pulling the train, or watching the train. Bottom line, this thing is going to go like a bat out of you-know-what. And I'm from Austin. We know something about bats. Let me tell you, there's something very special going to happen here, but Nikken is not going to compete for your time. You are going to have to dedicate it, and you're going to have to get tough with your time. You're going to have to make decisions with who you associate with and what you do. You're going to have to square yourself away if you want to be an entrepreneur. It is not going to magic for you. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have struggles, but you're going to get up 8 times if you get knocked down 7 times, and you're going to do the right things, and that's going to lead you to being successful because you're attached with a successful company and successful people. And we are about to do new billions and make a massive impact on this black hole of a world full of garbage and stupidity. It's about time somebody steps up and puts up a light. That is the bottom line. I'm tired of watching people passionately join things and do stupid things around the world that are negative. Don't you guys think you can be half as passionate as these ISIS idiots are over there? Can you guys muster up half that passion to build lives that they can do to tear them down? Do you have that much courage? I'm asking you, Nikken, can you be as passionate about humans being more as they are about sawing off heads?
Yes.
Then why aren't you? I'm going to ask you that. Do you know why evil runs rampant? Because they're passionately evil, and most people are moderately good.
Yeah, right.
And I just want you all to know that. And I know you're all good people and people of faith. Please don't confuse me, but I'm asking you to be better. I'm asking you to be better. If there's ever been a time in world history where good, positive things need to start happening, it's now. It's now. And you know what? Do you guys know anybody better equipped than us? Other than the churches? And I mean that. And I'll tell you what, I don't see anything different what we're doing here than what I hear in church on Sunday in terms of a positive message. And the last I looked, we're even working with the sick and the needy.
Mm-hmm.
and our first product started with feet. We can't turn water into wine, but we can turn wine into water. I'm not trying to draw a funny comparison there. I'm just saying this is a very positive thing. Please don't confuse. I'm being good natured, but I really do believe that this is something so positive and so helpful that it's a big deal. So I'm asking you guys to rise and believe in a positive something more than those people believe in a negative something. How about that? Does that sound good to you guys?
All right.
Yeah. All right. And folks, I got to tell you, if I didn't believe this much on this call, and if you expect me to get on here and tell you less, I will quit this Pathfinder call. I'll never do it again the day that I don't believe it this much. I don't pull punches on this call. This call's not for everybody. This isn't for people. They're like, well, you're really putting me off being so direct and so this and that. It's okay. That's not my audience. My audience is people that want to go to the top. And if the message is too strong, it's okay. That's not my audience. You guys follow what I'm saying? I'm not worried about that. Yeah. I don't care if there's 2 people on this call. If it's 2 people that want to be here and get this message. I'm not giving this message to draw a crowd. I'm giving it because I believe in it. And I've never been more. I spent 3 hours driving home in silence Sunday morning thinking about the next 6 months, the next year. I absolutely see it. It's in rock in my head. It's in rock. And it's time to go do it. Next week, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do one of my symphonies next week. I've got something in my head to lay on you next Monday night. So if you come here, we're going to tell you exactly what it's going to take to make it in Neekend. And it's going to be designed for people that want to make it in Neekend. I'm going to tell you exactly what it's going to take to make it in Neekend. And I promise you, we're about to do something special. Has anybody told you guys today that you're the best, you're the coolest, you're the funnest, and that I'm very proud to associate with you? You are all bright, shining stars of the world. And I'm really glad to spend this call with you. And I hope you enjoyed it, because I sure did. Thank you, and we love you. Go get them. Finish. You know what's funny? If you're at $0 right now and you're a silver, you could qualify to buy tomorrow if you understand what I'm trying to tell you. You could be. And I'm going to ask you, do you have it in your gut to let it slide, or do you have it in your gut to get it done? There's two things that are equal, existing in the same reality. Both of them lead to different paths. You have to choose which path that you choose to walk down, because excellence will not compete with your time. You guys understand? Excellence will not compete with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Excellence will not come over and say, oh, you need to be excellent. Hey, let me ask you this. I've got to say this. I know it's coming late. Have you guys ever been doing something bad for you and told, or not productive or time-wasting? And have you ever looked at someone and said, oh, man, I can't do this. I have to go over and be excellent today. Have you ever noticed it's usually, oh, I meant to talk to 5 Neekend people. Oh, but I've got to clean the garage up. Isn't it interesting how all the stuff competes with you, yet usually you don't say, oh my gosh, I had all these plans to do stuff that wasn't productive today, but excellence got in the way. Isn't it fascinating how it always works the other way?
Right.
Oh, I meant to mow the yard and run errands, and I meant to, oh, we had a family emergency, which typically means something that you probably didn't have to do. It was a nice day, so I went looking at flowers today, and I intended to do that, but talking to 5 people got in the way. I want you guys to think about that. Excellence does not compete for your time. Mediocrity does.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about it. The devil competes for your time. God doesn't. That's what's so interesting about how he works. He's whispering in your ear, taking you off your track. God's waiting for you to come to him. And I just want you to know, everything in your life that's good for you is hard to start and easy to quit. And everything that's bad for you is easy to start and hard to quit. So before you make a decision, look at how it measures up with what I just told you. Sorry, I'm just fired up. Have you guys ever seen $1 billion in your head when you're driving down the highway before? Have you ever seen 60,000 people in an arena? Have you ever seen the people that you love in your group getting diamond pins on stage? Have you ever watched it happen as you're driving past Cowboy Stadium, the AT&T Stadium up there? Have you ever driven past it and known your group's going to be in there getting diamond pins? That happened to me this week. So I'm just telling you what I saw, just so you know. I did. And I saw some of you there, and I saw some of you that I'd love to be there that are going to need to tune your game up a little bit. And that's it, because it's going to be a lot more fun with the people that we love. So, this is Rick Murphy and Radio Free Neekend and the greatest team of leaders and people and friends that I could ever be blessed to work with, and a magnificent platinum headed for Royal Diamond out in Lodi, California, with a power-packed team of his own who all brought it to bring it together with you tonight. And I hope that you have a magnificent week. I hope you let the next 24 hours shine in your business. I hope you rock into October, and you come back next week. I'm going to lay it on you, because, guys, I'm going to tell you flat out, I am, dare I say it, en fuego. All right? So, Radio Free Neekend, signing out from Austin, Texas. Take care, God bless, and go get them.